the pre-trib rapture and Revelation. Does Revelation support the pre-trib rapture? I'm Paul Bucknell, and glad to look at this with you.
Okay, I'm going to kind of step into a question. Is there going to be a pre-tribulation rapture? All right, some people believe that, okay? And that's fine. What I want to discuss here is not so much whether there'll be a rapture, but whether the book of Revelation talks about the rapture. Okay, that's my focus here. Now, there's about four or five reasons they say the pre-tribulation rapture is talked about in Revelation. I have great suspect that it doesn't at all. Not a pre-tribulation rapture that they're talking about. Now, let me go back to the word rapture. It talks about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. In a twinkling of the eye, the believers will be caught up with the Lord, and they will be with him forever. That's where the whole sense of rapture, and most believers believe that, you know, yep, when Jesus comes back, we'll be caught up. Now, the argument and discussion point here is when it will happen and in what conditions it will happen. Now, when we say pre-tribulation rapture, that's a little bit different. They're framing, and what they're saying is that actually this rapture, the catching of the church, will happen before the tribulation period. That's why it's called pre, before the tribulation. So they don't believe the church, as we know it now, would go through the tribulation period. And they base it where it happens in the book of Revelation, and I'm going to pick out three of the main reasons why they reason this way. Now, these are from verses we already discussed in chapter 3 and 4. In chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "Because you kept the word of my perseverance, I will also keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth." And their point is quite simple. Look at God promises to keep us from the hour of testing. So invitation, chapter 4, verse 1. "After these things," I just read this verse, "I looked, and behold, a door standing in heaven, the first voice which I heard, like the voice of a trumpet. He said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place." Their understanding, this invitation is to the church. That is the rapture. Come. And that happens. That's how they put it in here. Another point is verse 4, chapter 4, verse 4. The identification of the 24 elders, and I know we have a trouble identifying the 24 elders, and around the throne there were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their heads. They said these can't be angels, they have to be the church. And so they understand that by this time the church is already raptured and is in heaven with the Lord. So upon these reasonings, they say, this is when, chapter 3 and 4, is when the rapture takes place. And the reason I say this is because when we get to chapter 6, verse 1, that's when the tribulation starts. So they have to say the church is taken out before the tribulation starts. Now, I want to give three counterpoints, okay? First, the insinuation on the counterarguments that he uses the church at Philadelphia, that they would had a promise that God would keep them from the tribulation. For me, I see this is discussing one part of the church that has been faithful, that has suffered greatly, describing the church at Philadelphia, not describing all the churches, which you would think would happen if, and a promise to all the churches, if this was true. So, but instead, I think what it's talking about, it was a promise for those saints who were actually suffering at the church of Philadelphia, that God at certain points will see what you suffered on earth, and will not ask you to go further. He'll just put you at a place in a city or town where you will not be going through that tribulation. To me, this is the way I understand. Not as a call that God has promised all Christians that he's going to keep them from tribulation. In fact, we're going to look at different scriptures that says different on that. So another point in the second one, chapter 4, verse 1, they say that the invitation to John to come to heaven was an invitation to the church to come to heaven as the rapture. But this looks very personal. All throughout the book of Revelation, he's talking to John in particular. And in fact, chapter 1 talks about John. I, John, on Patmos and all this, on the Lord's Day. So it's very odd. All of a sudden, they would jump from using I was called to come up to the church to come up. Very, very odd way of working that through. So I don't think that refers to the rapture at all. And thirdly, on the identification of 24 elders, well, let me just call that a moot question. We don't base our teaching on something that's unclear. It's very hard to understand. We try to declare, you know, the elders stand for the church as a whole. But not what they say is, though, that it stands only for the raptured church before the time of the tribulation. Okay? But we're saying it actually represents the church as a whole, with the 24 elders, 12 apostles, 12 tribes in the Old Testament, that understanding of all Christian Jews, all the true faithful ones throughout time. And that would be there. So let me just use a graph here to kind of highlight this difficulty. And again, the reason I'm talking about this is, in a minute, where I'll use these same charts here for the 144,000, for the trouble, the suffering saints. This is all very significant to the whole understanding of Revelation. And if you carry this understanding, you will twist Book of Revelation around, I believe, and miss the message of the Book of Revelation. That is one of my greatest fears. We've had a whole series, Left Behind series. Anybody see that? We'll hold back there. I really fear that a lot of the Americans will be totally scared and unprepared for what's coming. Now, the question is this. So if God is keeping us from a tribulation, that's great. No one will have a problem here, including me. I certainly don't have a problem being raptured before the tribulation. one of my prayers has always been, keep me out of trouble. But notice, you know, that happens. But on earth, it's you're going to actually stay there through time and go through the tribulation. Okay, that's the understanding. So on the raptured, on the top part, to keep us from the tribulation, on the bottom, it's keep us during the tribulation. Okay, so which is actually true, and talking about it through the scriptures, and particularly we're talking about the Book of Revelation. So in the pre-trib rapture perspective, Revelation 3, 4, that's up to the rapture. And then after that, it's after. It's tribulation onward. That's for a whole different group of believers that will have to be saved and everything like that. So that's how they kind of perceive all this. For us, the tribulation's going on. Crises are happening all around us. My good friend was just kind of like me, had a similar burden, and Orissa, and a lot of radical Hindus go through and kill Christians, maim them, destroy all their businesses. Very, very difficult. You can see the persecution. Okay, you can feel it. You can see it. They were in tents, all the believers, for about 4 years. They couldn't go back home or under the threat of being killed. My friend was poisoned. It's things like that are very, very difficult. But, you know, the tribulation's here. And because we're in America, we've been protected. We don't think about suffering in a very concrete way. Actually, this whole pre-trib tribulation rapture understanding did not come about to the 1800s. It was never before that in the historical church. It's a very new understanding. Maybe we'll talk more about that another time. There's different viewpoints even on that. So even there's some people believe in a post-tribulation rapture or mid-tribulation rapture. And some believe that the rapture actually describes Jesus when he comes back and the judgment scene. Okay, so there's several different scenarios and understanding. But in terms of tribulation, some believe, yes, the tribulation has started since Christ's time, you know, onward. Some believe it's going to be accelerated toward the very end, where everything becomes clear together. We call it the Great Tribulation. So there's a lot of loose factors out there that are very significant. You mentioned the word antichrist, but John says on one hand, 1 John, there are many antichrists already. You know, but we're thinking always of one antichrist. So it's hard to put it all together.
This concludes this special topic on Revelation 3 and 4, where we look carefully at the basis upon which people say the Book of Revelation teaches the pre-trib rapture.